When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got a bunch of information from Dan Quinn. Some good news, Sam Cosmi back on the practice field. Windows open. Better news, Jaden Daniels medically cleared, back on the practice field, full go.
I'm waiting on some more news.
What's that?
JB. John Bates.
We'll see.
If he's on the field, I think it makes a world of difference.
Keep saying trending up.
Onto the field.
When we talked with John Bates yesterday, if you missed that interview, check it out wherever you get your podcasts. We talked to Commander's tight end John Bates yesterday. He said, I'm feeling really good, hoping to get ramped up. All right, so Jaden's back. Cosme's on the back track, in a good way. Of Bates, Brown, McLaurin, who do you feel best about?
Bates.
Me too.
And the thing, but what I like about Bates, I was just in there talking with Jason. He was like, how do you win in the trenches? So I gave him two things about defense. And I say, get John Bates back. And you start thinking about the running games of teams all the way back to before I got here. From Donnie Warren on. When they had good tight ends, basically you had like a sixth lineman on the field. And you're able to go out there and handle business. So I've always liked tight ends that could truly, truly block because they help make things even more dominant on that side of the ball.
For sure.
So I think him coming back would be more help than anybody, any natural fan, normal fan would understand.
I think that's a really good point. I think Bates helps them a ton. And I think he's coming back, honestly. I have the most confidence in Bates' return. Who do you feel better between McLaurin and Brown?
McLaurin.
I kind of do, too.
Listen, bro.
Or let me say this. I don't know who will be back first, but I have a feeling when Terry's back, he's back.
I know Terry, it kills him not to be out there. I'm sure it kills Noah as well. But Noah's, I think Terry is going to push it more.
Let's hit these phones. We got some good news. Folks are still worried about the receiver room. Let's go to Austin is in North Carolina. Austin, Jaden's back. Cosme's on the back track. Receivers, still a lot of questions.
I'm not too concerned about the receivers. I think once Jaden comes back, it's going to look a lot better and a lot more fluid. The thing that I'm more curious about is Dan Quinn's comment about Marshawn Lattimore, and it was the part where he said, I'm glad to work with him this week. Like, it sounds like not the best kind of point to make. I mean, he's on the team for the season. I'd love to get your guys' take on kind of the verbiage that you chose to use in that statement.
About Lattimore specifically, I think it's a good question. I think there's a number of things to consider with Lattimore, right? Did he get burned by Drake London? Yes. Did Michael Penix have the backfield? Yes. He hitched twice before he let that thing go.
Yeah.
Lattimore gives up big plays and gets called on a lot of penalties. Like, it depends on what your evaluation is. Was Lattimore worth the third-round pick? I'm not entirely sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was DQ right, though, that a lot of times with, what do you say, left tackles and corners?
Yeah.
People only remember the bad plays.
Like 100%.
They can make play pretty well for 80% of a game. DQ said, I don't think Lattimore's being targeted. I think in that game in Atlanta he was, but that doesn't necessarily mean he is every game. I think Amos is their best corner, and I think their teams will generally go to the other side if they think they have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But as for DQ, what do you think he's going to say? Yeah, teams are targeting him. He's getting torched. He's not going to say that.
No, not at all.
I think...
But what he said is not a lie. A cornerback can go out there and play 10 plays, great. 20 plays, great. Get beat one time, people are going to say he sucks. It happens. Tackle, left tackle, same thing. But I mentioned it the other day, and I'll keep mentioning it. Pass rush and coverage goes together, hand in hand. They both help each other. But when that quarterback can drop back 7 steps, double hitch, and let a ball go, and he gets no pressure, that's a damn problem.
What was it you think that there was no pressure, little pressure against Atlanta? Like, is that just the O-line that much better?
No,
like, just guys have bad games?
They were that better that day. Listen, man, it's not about just how good you are one day or not. Joe Witt talks about how you rush as a tandem, you rush as a team. You block as a team, too. So if you bring 4 against an offensive line that got their butt whipped the week before, and those 5 guys say that 4 are not getting here. Then all of a sudden you bring 5, and they say, well, we're going to hunker down again, and they push you by. You may have a lot of good little moves, they push you by. Then all of a sudden you bring 6. A tight end or a running back comes get the other guy. It's all in tandem. But if you don't show any color, the quarterback's not affected. So remember I used to say how sometimes we want to do the waltz with people? We did it for, like, years. Our D-line sit up there doing this, just dancing around. We were waltzing on the other night. We weren't hitting, exploding, and dismissing. You got to be violent when you're trying to dismiss somebody. And I just heard this coach talking about football and stuff. Football, yes, the rules have changed. Everything's supposed to be so nice. But it's violence which makes a damn difference.
Arrive
and you
got
to be violent on the field to get somebody off of you. If you want somebody to call a damn holding call, violently throw his ass away from you and try to go around him and see what the ref call. Or when you hit a push move, punch him in the chest as hard as you can to grip, rip, and throw. You got to have some level of violence. Listen, and yeah, people, when you talk like that, oh, you're crazy. You're damn straight. You're crazy as hell to go on a football field and have 75 accidents a whole damn game. Yeah, you're crazy. So be crazy on the field and stop letting these little dumbass rules make you go out there and be passive.
Well said. A little bit of news. Commanders are on the practice field now. I'm looking at Nikki Jabala's Twitter. John Bates out there for stretch with his teammates like he's going to practice. Positive development, right?
Liking it.
And it's consistent with what John told us yesterday. Terry McLaurin not out there during the media viewing portion of practice. Doesn't mean he won't be there, but not there when folks were looking. Noah Brown and Jonathan Jones, the corner, veteran corner that might help, working on the side field. So I think our intuition was pretty dead on, B, that we felt good about Bates and unsure about the rest of the fellas.
Yeah.
Jaden is wearing a knee brace. I don't think that should be that big of a surprise. Let's keep these phone lines going here. Let's go to Russ in Charlestown. Russ, how you feeling about these Commanders?
I'm feeling pretty good. We're getting our difference maker back in Jaden, and I'm feeling optimistic. Like, but I'm like with B. Mitchell. It's like, they got it in the trenches, man. They got to get it going on, you know. And I think, like you say, you get that tight end back and Bates and. I think hopefully we could turn around, but the next 5 games, I mean, you're supposed to go week to week. We got some tough opponents, man. So I'm just like, we got to get it together. And And Lattimore, you know, again, you got to have that push up front, man. I mean, they could get on anybody's nerves if they're not pushing up front, right? So I think that'll be – and the receiver's room, I wish they'd have kept Zacchaeus and Brown, but, you know, I don't know too much about it. I mean, somebody probably got them. You know, they didn't, I wish we'd have kept them because Jaden was used to them, but things change in the NFL, man. Next man up, you know. So, hey, I appreciate it, fellas.
All right, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate you, man.
You about to call him Zacchaeus?
Our boy Rusty is in Delaware. Rusty, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
We're good, bud.
How are you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm right there with you. Super pumped about Bates to hear him on the practice field. I think that's a huge difference that may go underestimated at times. Obviously, having Jaden back, I think Mariota for a game, maybe a game and a half, is probably justifiable. But, you know, extended periods of time, the Commanders kind of looked like Washington of old without the X factor at quarterback. But I agree as far as trench warfare, man. That's where the game's going to have to be won on both sides of the ball. And it kind of begs the question, Preston Smith is a 10-year veteran in the NFL. What's taking him so long to get game ready?
I don't know if it's game ready or if they liked the guys they had, but now with Jean-Baptiste down, I imagine you see Preston active this
week. They may be trying to get him ready with this whole scheme and all that. He may not know all the defense just yet.
But now you got Jean-Baptiste out. Ready or not, it's probably time for Preston this season, this week, I would guess. We'll find out, but it's a fair question, Rusty. I think that was more they liked what they had, and now that they're down another guy, it'll probably be Preston time. You know, he played in week 18 last year for Pittsburgh. He was traded about midway through the season. He was inactive week 16, but outside of that, I think he played 16 games last year between the two organizations. Keep the phone lines going. A lot of folks want to talk. Let's go to Carter out in Largo. What's up, Carter?
Good day. How are you?
What's up, man?
Not much. Be missed, my man. How are you?
I'm good, brother.
Good to hear. All right, so look, I ain't even going to cap. And I know that's a strong word, but we already know we went to Atlanta and we had big hopes. And with Mariota, he used to play for the Falcons, we got smacked in the mouth. And then he wanted to throw that deep ball at the end of the game like he was troubled. And they was chasing them around all game long. So we do got to get our trenches back together, and we got to get our defense up. We have to get our defense up. I don't know what kind of coverages we call, and I'm watching the game. I felt like I'm on the sideline watching the Falcons call cover one, cover four, cover two. And they're getting smoked. It was tragic. And I'm with one of my best friends who is a Commander fan to death. And it was tragic.
Thanks for the call, and dude. Lev, I feel like I did your dirty work right there. You say that in my ear, or did you say that over the air? Oh, buddy. let's take a couple more calls before we get to our power ranks. PJ's in Reston. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yep, so I had two quick questions I wanted to ask you guys. Lately, I heard that the Seahawks are trying to trade Tariq Woolen, which is confusing to me. Do you guys think it makes sense to maybe trade Lattimore for Tariq? Is that a wash? Would we need to give up, like, a draft pick, or would we get a draft pick? Like, who is rated higher? And then my other question is, Adam Peters is awesome. I'm an Adam Peters supporter. He's a godsend. I think the last draft class, I give him like a B or B+. Is it a little bit concerning that I know Luke finally had a touchdown last week, but you know, he hasn't done too much. And Ben Sinnott, by no means are these guys bust or nothing, but Ben Sinnott, he's like invisible. I don't see the guy. And Johnny Newton, you know, how is he panning out? None of these guys are bust. They could all be excellent, but they've just been a little bit quiet due to some circumstances. Now his free
Newton
agent
was a Ron
have been
pick,
amazing.
Just worth pointing that out. Oh no, he wasn't.
I got the gist of Gab and other. Yes.
You're cool. Yo, can I ask you a question? Where did you hear that Seattle's trying to trade Reek Wolin?
I read it either on Yahoo Sports or ESPN, okay. And it stood out to me because it didn't make sense. Like, they're doing good this year. I think they're 3-1, 2-2, and he's a good player. The defense is their strong point. So I didn't understand why they would want to trade Tariq Wolin. But it was either ESPN or Yahoo. I'm like 99% certain, I would say.
Yeah, listen, man, that's a young player who's been really good in Seattle. He started all four games for him this season.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to happen. No. I certainly don't think. Generally,
I mean, but fans have to realize just because they don't like somebody, don't mean who you think want to trade somebody going to say, "Oh, I'll trade you for this person." It doesn't just happen like that. It has to be something that they're going to get the value that they think they need. And you may call and offer them, and they say, "No, we don't want that person. We want somebody else." So you got to be careful and just. Every time somebody want to trade somebody, we got to be a part of it.
Listen, Wolin's a really good player. If you could get him, maybe that works. But he's also been struggling like crazy this year in Arizona. Like, I'm sorry, in Seattle. If they were thinking about trading him, you also ask why you want to ask. A guy. I don't think there's a. At the same time, I don't think there's a huge market for Marshawn Lattimore in as a trade piece right now. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Just this, you know what we're starting to sound like? Scott Jackson used to do the basketball calls, and people wanted to trade Peter John Ramos. His name was for Shaq. That's what we're starting to sound like. Let's just trade people. They don't just want something just because you want to get rid of it.
Right. We'll take one more. Jonesy's on the line. What's up, Jonesy?
All is. What's going on, man? People are talking about these trades like they, like it's top cards or something, man. This ain't that. I mean, what you want to do is pretty much get your people back in order, sit them down, look at that film, show them what they're doing wrong, and if they within the scheme, they're in with the scheme. I hear people talking about so much as this wide receiver ain't working out, this, that, and the other. I know that. But there was once upon a time, there was a guy that told me the best ability was availability. 30-30 is what they call them. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Mitch, what's going on?
Yep.
I'm just saying, man, we could sit here and play the wishing well game and hey, can we get this guy for that guy? How do we know they're going to work out if we do get him? We don't know that.
Everybody was really excited when they traded for Lattimore, to your point. You know, like, there was a ton of excitement surrounding that move. Appreciate the call, Jones.
All right, Jones.
Thank you, buddy. When we return, we're going to run through power rankings, NFL.com. We do it every week to try to get an idea where folks think Washington is and the rest of the league. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're going to give away some tickets, baby. That's right. We got two pairs of tickets to Maryland football Saturday, October 4th against Washington. This is a big game, folks.
We got tickets now, huh?
Yeah, we got tickets. This is a big game. Terps are undefeated, 4-0. Huskies come in. I think they are 4-1. They just lost to Ohio State. The game was a little closer than the record looks. Maryland's legit. The kid Malik Washington is legit. Their defense has playmakers up front and on the back end. This is a big game. Big Ten, home opener, the first time the Terps have ever hosted the Huskies in College Park. Caller number 10, I guess caller number 9 and 10. You win tickets. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Terp tickets. Call. Get them right now. Also want to hit our AAA poll of the day, B.
Yeah.
B. Mitch Finley AAA poll of the day is, of course, brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. I'll ask you this question. Commanders are 0-2 on the road.
Uh-huh.
Coincidence or legit issue?
Coincidence. If those games they played flat on fell at home, they'll be on. They probably, and they played the other way on the other games, they might be sitting at 2-2 the other way. Just happened to be that they played flat on the road.
Do you think it's also they got two bad teams at home?
I don't know. I don't know if you can call them bad teams. The Raiders had won a good game earlier, and the Giants just won a good game against Wichita.
That's so true.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Too early in the season to say what they are just now.
Every week is a different Every week is a different beast. All right. Every week on Wednesdays, we go through NFL.com power rankings. Specifically, we use Eric Edholm from NFL.com. So at least there is consistency with where we're getting
the
information.
All right.
Number one, I don't think there's any doubt for me. You got the Eagles?
Yeah.
So does Edholm. Number two, you got the Bills?
Yeah.
Me too. Number three, you got the Lions?
Yep.
Me too. So does Edholm. Who's your fourth best team in the NFL?
Fourth best. I may have to go with the Buccaneers.
Edholm goes Rams.
I go Buccaneers.
Rams only lost to the Eagles. Bucks only lost to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're in. The only difference I would say is the Rams were on the road. Tampa was at home. Puka's playing really well. The Rams look good. They have the Seahawks at number five, B.
Hmm.
Jackson Smith and Jigba has been fantastic for them. Sam Darnold's playing pretty well. Maybe Landfill said this. I feel like somebody said this recently, and I don't hate it. Geno Smith at this point might be kind of past his – Geno Smith was really bad when the Jets drafted him. The Jets are a really bad organization. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Geno gets out of New York, bounces around, lands in Seattle, and gets that starting job. And Geno was quite good in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Now in Vegas, you wonder if maybe – I mean, Geno's got to be in his mid-30s. Like, you wonder if he still has that fifth gear, perhaps. He wasn't very good when Washington played him a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Geno turns 35 in a week. I think we could be looking at the Geno Smithification of Sam Darnold, where he finally gets out of New York, gets away from that Jets organization, bounces around a little bit, gets some good coaching in Minnesota, lands in a place now in Seattle where everybody believes in him, and maybe Darnold is a different dude now. Do you buy
it? I mean, it's possible, but, you know, we'll see. I still think it's time for him to wake up out of this dream.
I don't know that Sam Darnold wins you games in January, but I think that defense is going to be good. I think Sam Darnold can win you games in November and December. I'm buying Seattle. But, dude, they still don't have your Bucks at all here. So they go Rams.
Hey, my Bucks. You just asked me who I'm picking. I don't care about the team.
Fair. They have the Packers sixth. What did you make of the Packers tie with the Cowboys the other night?
Didn't like it. I think they played scared. They gave up a lot of damn points.
Yeah, dude. I don't know with the Packers. They looked so good the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, they did. And then, let's be real. They were playing off a heavy emotion, high emotion with the fact that they just got Micah, everything's rolling on there. Then all of a sudden, they got punched in the mouth by Cleveland and lost. Then they go against Dallas and they tie. So I don't know what team they really are at this point. Like, that team, if you got to take the fight to them, you can't let them bring the fight to you. And in our game against them, we let them bring the fight to us. We weren't very aggressive against them doing anything. We got to be aggressive against them. They came in that game with much more enthusiasm and want to than we had.
Bucks land at 7. They do have some injury situation. Bucky Irving's now hurt. Mike Evans is hurt. I think Vita Vea might have some issues. But, nothing seems season-ending. I really like the Bucks as a playoff team. Like, what I'm telling you about Seattle, I think Sam Darnold and the Seahawks can win 10, 11 games. I think they could win that NFC West. I kind of think the Rams will win it. But I will probably bet against Seattle when we get to the playoffs, unless that defense is really flying around at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks are a team I would like in the playoffs. I think they've got a lot. People love to knock Bowles. I actually really like Bowles.
Yeah.
Baker's
a little feisty.
Yeah. I like the feist. Number 8, coming off a terrible loss, is Washington's opponent this week, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
I'm reading now. Losing to the Giants was tough enough for the Chargers, but the Joe Alt ankle injury added a good squeeze of lemon juice into their open wounds. Los Angeles hadn't protected Justin Herbert well enough before Alt's injury. Remember, this line lost Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater to a torn patella tendon in August. So this is a major concern for however long the stud tackle is out. The Bolts had no shot of keeping Herbert clean after Austin Deculus replaced Alt, and they might have to consider outside options to keep this season going on the right track. They made it a 21-18 game late in the third quarter, but did nothing on their final three possessions, ultimately losing by that same score. With 14 penalties and 2 big Herbert picks, it was a day to forget and a serious blow to LA's credentials.
Mm.
Beat up O-line, Washington should be excited this week.
And they better take advantage of it. Nobody felt sorry for us when we had people gone, so don't feel sorry for them.
Kansas City Chiefs at 2-2, up to number 9. Only 2-2 team, I believe, in the top 10. I think they're going to keep climbing. Hell, White Brian, what can you get Chiefs to win the AFC at right now? Because it might be the cheapest it's going to be. Colts at 10 after losing on the road to the Rams. Washington Commanders at 11, B.
Mm-hmm. They're still getting love. That's because that kid, Jaden, is back.
Let me read it here. The Commanders were not great offensively in Atlanta without Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, but they still put up 27 points. The defense didn't hold up its end of the bargain, allowing 10 plays of 15 yards or longer. That's a lot. 6 of those plays came in the second half while Washington was trying to claw back. Mike Samersil's third quarter interception felt like a potential turning point, but the Commanders couldn't convert the short field into a TD, and Atlanta scored on its next 2 drives. Marcus Mariota led 6 scoring drives in 9 possessions, but also threw a pick and never quite settled in all game.
Mm.
Commanders are now 0-2 away from home, with 3 of the next 4 on the road. They need to be better.
Facts.
That's all fair. Rounding out the NFC East, I'm scrolling 22 for the Cowboys. Dak was phenomenal the other night.
I'm going to be honest, two of them balls he just threw away. And the receivers came back and made fantastic.
Pickens was great.
Fantastic catches.
Pickens was really good.
Yeah, Pickens was.
You wonder offensively if they can just keep rolling, especially when they get CD back. I'm just not sure you will.
What did he really get hurt on? How long is he going
to
be out?
The Chiefs are plus 460 to win the AFC.
Okay. I think CD has an ankle injury, but I don't believe
they
put
him on IR. And
the thing
about Pickens, let him feel like he's the guy. It's going to be somebody come back. He going to want the ball all the time. He's going to cause problems. I'm letting you know that right now.
Oh, yeah. Where do you think the Giants are? They got that big win over the Chargers, got Jackson Dart at quarterback.
25-26.
But they just lost Neighbors, too. New York Giants, 26. It was an utterly fitting development that Jackson Dart lit a fire under the team and the Giants earned one of their best wins in recent seasons, yet Malik Nabers suffered a torn ACL in the process. Mm-hmm. This was the ultimate two steps forward, one step back game.
Totally.
Dart used his athleticism better than Russ Wilson had and turned a modest passing game into a successful formula, throwing for one score and running for another. The defense mercilessly swarmed Justin Herbert. Big Blue can make it to, yo, how about this, B? Giants head down to New Orleans this week.
Oh, boy.
Are the Giants going to get to 2-3, or does New Orleans get off the schneid?
New Orleans is not very good, dog. So I'm going to say the Giants get to 2-3.
Wow. That.
I'm not know from Louisiana, but I have never really thought highly of the Saints.
Yeah, you know, I know that you've
especially
never been a fan.
Especially right now, either.
You know what I do think highly of? I know you do, too. Collars & Co. If you're watching on the stream right now, B's got the dope polo shirt that looks like a dress shirt that doesn't wrinkle. I actually posted to my Instagram last night the Collars & Co. dress shirts. I like to wear white dress shirts. I end up in suits pretty often this time of year doing television stuff. The white dress shirt, I left for Atlanta Sunday morning. B would not approve of how I packed. I just had the dress shirt in my backpack. I tried to, like, fold it up, but it's in a backpack on an airplane.
Dude,
it's, like,
help.
It's not going to stay that clean. I got to Atlanta, took it out of my bag, went and changed in the press box, and bang, not a wrinkle on it. I looked real good for television, as good as I can look anyway. My clothes looked great. And that shirt is so light, so airy, so cool. I ordered 6 more of them. Like that. Like I'm just going to have all those shirts in my closet and not have to worry about it. You can put them in the washing machine. Like, they're so simple. I haven't told anybody this. Mitch Tischler knows this. I actually spilled chocolate sauce on my white dress shirt in the press box because Atlanta gives you ice cream. But my blazer covered up the chocolate sauce so nobody on television saw it. I put it in the washing machine. Chocolate sauce is out. That's a versatile shirt, man. They do it all. They got awesome blazers, awesome pants, the great polo shirts.
And pants are fantastic.
Yo, they're also going to open a store at Congressional Plaza on October 15th. I will be there. If you're going to order something, check out my promo code, JPFinley20, or you can use BMitch20, JPFinley spelled with an A. You get 20% off orders over $99. It's worth checking out. Trust me, Collars & Co. is a game changer.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
number that I don't have saved in my phone.
Okay, what is that?
Now, I've gotten a lot of spam texts, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten one like this. This text, one simple question. Do you eat braised pork ribs?
Oh, they want you to say yes, and then they're going to take that and go do some stuff. What you do is just hit delete and then report.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to respond, yeah. But that's
all a good one. Say, does your
interest.
Mama? That's your response back.
I just delete and report junk. That's a bunch of junk. That is from a 405 area code, which is Oklahoma. I have one friend from Oklahoma, and I have his number saved in my phone. Maybe I have more than
and
one.
And he wouldn't be calling you asking, do you eat braised pork ribs?
No, he's practicing right now. all right.
I got his number in my phone, too.
Right. Although, Tress, if you are making braised pork ribs, me and B need some. Let's make some bets, boys.
Holla. What's out of here first?
All right, something's going on here because I just read the braised pork ribs text.
And then somebody sent you some braised pork ribs?
No, but I just got another text, and this seems like it's somebody I should know this number. Maybe I just haven't saved it because I got a new phone. My phone went crazy. This text says simply, how do you feel after Taco Bell?
Gassy.
It depends how bad the traffic is in Tyson's. That's how I feel after Taco Bell. It appears that that one might be spam, too. Who knows? White Brian, where are we at on the bets, dog? White Brian, how do you feel after Taco Bell?
It depends what kind of Taco Bell we're talking.
The restaurant, Brian.
Well, I mean more how much Taco Bell I'm eating. That's how we know.
You gotta. It's very easy to want
remember,
more at Taco
hey,
Bell.
Remember,
less is more.
He hit the bottom of the ocean floor. He's a little off right now.
White Brian, how we do last night?
You two won, and everyone in the aquarium lost.
So I'm 4-0, baby.
Damn, B.
4-0, baby.
That's pretty good. I'm 1-1, I think. All right, what do we like? Jeff's at the dentist. Who's in for Jeff? Or is anyone in for Jeff?
It's Wesley.
Wesley.
Wesley, what's up, man?
You get to make a bet today, Wesley.
All right, cool. I'm going to go with the Browns beating the Vikings at home.
Dog.
Oh, it's today. Hey. I'm filling in. I don't know.
I'm taking the Yankees.
Landfill, can I I'd like to make a ruling. This is unilateral. Wesley's now banned from Herded.
Wow.
Okay, I won't send any more funny texts to you.
Oh, is that you texting me?
Yeah, how do you feel after Taco Bell?
Well, I just reported your number for spam, so good luck with that, dog. Listen, we didn't hear from Wesley for 4 hours, but he made a hell of an appearance in the last 3 minutes.
Hey, what's the run line? The -1.5 for the Dodgers. What's that?
Run line for the Dodgers for Mr. Brian Mitchell.
-137.
I could do that. Bam.
You can do that.
All right, Padres over the Cubs.
I want the Dodgers -1.5, and I'm going to take them the Cubs once again.
All right, I'm taking the Padres. Heads up with you on that one.
All right, you're going to lose. You go head up with me, you're going to get ran over, Jay.
Yeah, but this is just hypothetical bet.
No, it's not.
It's not a physical confrontation.
Hey, them laughing. We go head up, we got a headbutt.
No, we don't. did White Brian make a pick?
Dodgers minus whatever, 1.5.
Why you going to mess up my
now
bet,
White
dude?
Now White Brian's on with you.
God, you're awful.
Yo, there is preseason puck tonight, should you wish to wager on that.
Nah, I'd rather lay my head on the tide than do that.
Dude, we get real puck next week. I think I
will bet on real, but I'm not betting on the preseason.
I think the Caps open next Thursday, which is awesome. Get ready. Hockey's coming. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Greenberg. And thank you to Kevin Long for joining us, Philadelphia Phillies.
Kevin sounds like he could be Mike Beasley's brother. They sound just alike.
Thanks, everybody, that called. Jaden Daniels is back. Grant and Danny are next. I imagine the boys are fired up. Nat's got a new GM. Jaden's back on the field. Make sure you check out Grant and Danny. Thanks for listening. You made it as far. I owe you beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.